Danny didn't move. His gaze swung wildly from side to side, and Rainey could nearly smell the panic roiling off his skin. He was dressed in black jeans, a black t-shirt, and white running shoes. She couldn't see any more weapons on him, but it was hard to be sure. He came from a house loaded with firearms, and she knew Shep had taken him hunting from the time he could walk. "Danny," she said in a more commanding voice, "I'm going to count to three, and then you are going to place your weapons on the floor."
"Rainey."
"Shut up, Shep." "Danny, are you with me?"
"He didn't do anything."
"Shut up, goddammit, or I'm going to make you flatten out on the floor too." Shep shut up, but it was already too late. Danny's expression had grown wilder, and his right hand was beginning to tremble. Rainey shifted her stance for better balance. She slid her finger back on the trigger, just in case.
"Danny,"
she said more loudly. "Danny, are you listening to me?" The boy turned his head slightly toward her. "This is pretty intense, isn't it, Danny?" He nodded shortly, both his hands shaking now. "I think you'd like this to end, Danny. I know I'd like it to end. So I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to count to three. You are going to slowly lower your weapons to the floor. Then, when I tell you to, you're going to kick the guns over to my feet. Then you simply lie down with your hands and feet spread. That's it. Everything will be over, Danny. Everything will be all right." Danny didn't say anything. His gaze flickered past her to where the two girls were sprawled with their hands still outstretched toward each other. He seemed to notice the teacher as well, and a deep tremor snaked through his thin frame. Christ, he was going to go. Shoot himself or suicide by cop. Rainey didn't know which, but the end would all be the same. Dead bodies. Dead kids. Jesus, no.